Small businesses are being warned this evening to increase their cybersecurity as record numbers of scammers target Australian companies. The competition watchdog says it's seeing a rise in computer hacking, fake investment schemes, and buying and selling scams, with small businesses employing fewer than 20 staff particularly vulnerable. And as David Taylor reports, in most cases, it's virtually impossible to track down the criminals or get your money back.
For some entrepreneurs, a run-in with a cyber scammer can spell the end of long-held business dreams. Michael Shaper is the deputy chairman of the ACCC.
Some of them might only be a couple of $1,000s, but that's destroyed an individual's entire business.
The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission's Targeting Scams report shows nearly 6,000 businesses reported being targeted by scams in 2016. Businesses right around the country lost $3.8 million to scammers, an increase of almost 31%. Small businesses with fewer than 20 staff are the most vulnerable to scammers, accounting for nearly 60% of all losses. Nigel Fair is the director of the Centre for Internet Safety at the University of Canberra.
Yeah, we've got decades of experience of locking front doors and back doors and everything else. But, you know, as we move more and more online, and particularly small to medium enterprises, they're making more and more of their revenue, and they've got to put the same level of thinking, let alone the same level of investment, into securing their online premise.
Businesses are targeted through ransomware, where businesses are tricked into downloading a virus until payment is made to unlock it. Business email compromise scams, where an email purportedly from senior management is sent to the business's suppliers advising of new payment arrangements and requesting a wire transfer to the new account. And investment scams, where businesses are tricked into taking on a phony business opportunity. The ACCC's Michael Shaper.
And the real difficulty here is that it is an extraordinarily hard area to police. Most of the scammers we know are based outside of Australia. Most of them don't wait around for the reach of Australian law. And it really is an issue about being careful in advance, because once money's lost, it's extraordinarily hard, very, very difficult to get any of it back. That's the sad truth here.
So what then can businesses do to prepare?
Businesses need to make sure that all their critical information is backed up and stored securely offline. So they are made a victim of a ransomware attack or malware, so-called maliciousware, that they have got backup material they can refer to straight away. The second one is that they do need to make sure that they run security upgrades from time to time and make some sort of investment in that. And the third one is actually about making sure that the internal processes in the business are actually looking out for scams as well. Most businesses in the small to medium-sized domain don't do a lot of that, and processing of paperwork tends to be ad hoc and often done at the last moment. So we need to make sure that people, if they see something that doesn't look right, that they ask questions before paying the money over.
Nigel Fair again.
The first thing to do is for small and medium-sized organisations is to really think before they act, whether they're approached over the phone, whether it's by email, it's a website, whatever it might be, with what's going to work out to be a scam, and have a big hard think. And use that real-world sensibility and, definitely don't send money to people they've never met.
Are you surprised by the number of businesses that are caught up in this?
Not really, because I wish I was surprised, but as time goes on, they're just organisations that just aren't thinking before they're acting. And that's the great disappointing part of it.
How do people generally find out that they've been scammed? What's the first sort of warning sign?
Well, usually it's when there's money that's missing from their bank account, and it depends on the type of scam, of course, whether they've deliberately sent money and a product or a service hasn't arrived, or they've given over bank account or similar details and money's been surreptitiously removed. But the penny drops at different stages of the life cycle of the scam, and sometimes the scam can go on for months and months, and they're still not aware that this is all bogus.
The ACCC's Michael Shaper.
It's heartbreaking for the business operators concerned, because we put people's business dreams on the line. We also threaten, ultimately, the jobs of the people that work for them. And it's frustrating, because we know that this is not something that we're ever going to truly be able to stop outright, but rather we have to keep educating the business community, and they have to keep remaining vigilant for it.
Deputy Chairman of the ACCC, Michael Shaper, ending David Taylor's report.